This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Yeah, also hazardous here at Gold FM today. I'm having a crack at work and
who's brave when the big GM is away?
We got pet day at work today. Dog day. Let's be honest. Do I need to say much more?
Yes, please.
Why do you want dog day? Seriously, is this a joke? This is just childish. Like, aren't we adults? Like, dogs are supposed to be in the farm and out in the country, not coming to work to distract so many
just
other people.
Right.
Like, they're not for a radio studio. I can't find an upside to having 17 or 18 dogs running around the studio here. But, people just turn up, do their job, and go home? I'm being honest.
Mm.
Seriously, how hard is it? Who wants to sit there and play, run, jump, pat, scratch their dog while they're trying to actually do some work?
It's Friday, mate. No one's doing any work here.
What do you mean? You fill your boots. I really do question the thought of our bosses, and I question the people that actually get excited about this. We've been receiving emails, and emails saying, "Hello, my name is Archie. I'm a 5-year-old Kelpie. I like being told I'm a good boy."
Oh, he's a cutie.
Please. This one's unfortunate. This one, the moose. It says, "I get a brain at 2 years of age. I'm a 1-year-old. Like, why would you bring that in?
Yeah,
like,
right.
And Rousey,
okay,
an English bulldog. I like drinking seawater and spew." Well, that's funny. Yeah, good on you. Who cares? And Misha, a Pomeranian, what a kind of dog.
Pomeranian, you're
my doggy daycare. Well, take it to doggy daycare and not to work.
I know there's one that's apparently scared of loud noises. We're in a studio. Have you noticed one thing? Oh. I know I'm living in an alternate universe. I'm dressed up as Paul Gallen for my hens party.
Yep.
And I didn't bring dogs in because I actually don't like this dog day idea.
No.
I think it's a bit nuts.
Hey, which one's scared of loud noises? Can't wait to chase that one down the corridor later on this morning.
No. Hey, dogs don't have a HR department, so you can get away with anything.
Exactly. Look, if you want to have a dog day, by all means. But have it on a Saturday. Have it during your holidays. Float your boat. Go and have 50 of yours. Do whatever you want. But they should not be running around a radio studio, 17 dogs, disrupting everyone else. Some people are allergic to them. Some people don't like them. So, unfortunately for me, I think it's embarrassing. It's embarrassing for the company. And as you said right at the top, you know the most embarrassing thing is?
What?
The person who makes the buck stops with our boss. And where's our boss today?
Hawaii.
Thank you.
Oh, you're so big a boy.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
What about those other weird days you've had at work? Why don't we get people to call up? 13 27 10, because we've got a meat tray to give away. It's a Friday.
Oh, the weird themed days. Maybe it'll happen. You know what, in Cairns every Friday, it was tropical themed Friday. So the whole of Cairns, if you're a businessman or whatever, you had to wear like short sleeve shirts and you had to wear Hawaiian shirts and everything. So it was cool for the town. But some bosses, they do have really weird days. Like, I worked for a guy who was like, yeah, you got to meditate. You'd come in and do Tai Chi.
Chong Gong.
Mandatory.
No, it was. You had to come in and do a meeting and do Tai Chi before work.
Oh. Mm. Yeah.
13 27 10, what is the weirdest themed day your boss has made you sit through or endure? Mm. Maybe you enjoyed it. I don't mind.
Yeah.
At work.
Mine's today. Dog day.